Welcome to Frequency Matters, this special edition of the RF and Microwave series. I'm Pat Hindle, and I'm here with my co-host Gary LaRood and special guest Roger Hall, General Manager of the Aerospace, Defense, and Infrastructure Business at Qorvo. Welcome, Roger.
Hey, Gary. Pat, it's great to be on this new world of video interaction and interviews. I'm looking forward to this discussion.
And I guess we should start with how's Qorvo dealing with the virus situation?
You know, this is a really tragic thing across the world, and it is a lot of disruption to people's lives and families. And the great news is for Qorvo is that we've put a lot of procedures in place and been operating under the guidelines of the various governments around the world since the first of the year. We've successfully worked with China on all of our fab facilities in China. And we're now deploying those best practices across the rest of the world. And I'll just say that our customers and our employees and our communities are of utmost importance to us. So we're being safe, we're practicing safety, and we're still supporting our customers, which is a great thing.
Well, that's great to hear. We wanted to start off questioning about Custom Mimic, which you recently acquired. How do they fit into Qorvo's strategy and their organization?
That's a great question. Custom Mimic aligns very well to the Qorvo strategy. As you know, we're focused on defense as well as aerospace and infrastructure markets. And the products and technologies they bring tuck very nicely into that. They have some great Mimic products that are complementary to the products that Qorvo was doing. And this is allowing us to expand our module strategy and offerings to our customers. The other thing that is very great about the fit is Qorvo has a world-class customer sales channel, and it opens up all the great products they already had released into our channel so that customers have a broader access. So it'll help us both in our presence as 5G, VSAT, as well as commercial markets that they have never pursued historically.
So what were some of the most attractive things about Custom Mimic as you looked at them that made you think they would be a great fit?
Two main things. One, you know, companies are only as good as their people are, and they've got a world-class engineering and leadership team that come in and have blended nicely already in the short time that they've been with us, and really providing additional talent that in a market that we've just been exploding with growth. So that's been a huge value. The other one is, as I mentioned earlier, they just have a bunch of world-class, best-in-class products that are able to come in and fit into our portfolio of LNAs, VGAs, drivers, and in the high growth area of millimeter wave.
Yeah, and you acquired them and integrated them into the company very quickly. So that was impressive speed there. So Qorvo's integrated a couple of companies into the A&D business and really seems focused on growing this area. How is the A&D business evolving?
That's another good question. What we see in the defense market is really a mirror or a parallel to the commercial business. There's this insatiable demand for more data, more sensing, and that all takes more technology. And much of the products that we're doing are portable between defense and commercial markets. And for sure, the processes that we're building them on are in the design methods. So we're seeing huge upticks in the defense growth as well as the infrastructure. And it's an exciting time right now that of growth when things around us are, you know, being challenged by many downward pressures. We're not seeing that in our businesses.
So let's talk a little bit about the wireless infrastructure side and 5G particularly. How are you seeing that market develop, and how are your products gaining acceptance, both sub 6 gigahertz, some of the GaN power amplifiers you're working with, but also the millimeter wave front end modules?
The 5G market is definitely an exciting area. It's an area that we've actually been supporting for several years. I pulled the data this before the call, and we've now shipped over 500 million 5G modules in support of the deployments. That's just a crazy number. Today, the focus, the massive growth is on sub-6 portion of 5G, but there's also small cell and millimeter wave. The massive MIMO element, though, of sub-6 is where the key growth is, and it is crazy just the amount of support, the amount of products, the amount of demand we're seeing in the various regions of both our small signal components and modules, as well as our GaN power amplifiers.
So during the last earnings call, I think Eric Creviston made a comment that the company was actually prototyping some millimeter wave parts for handsets. Can you talk any about that?
That's actually outside my domain. I know that the key to millimeter wave deployment, though, is that you need the infrastructure to connect the phones to. It's very regionally based, the demand profile. Right now, there's significant focus in the U.S., and we are starting to see traction around the world that will drive the volumes of millimeter wave to a point that make it really exciting subsegment of overall infrastructure in total. So yes, I'm sure there will be, as you've seen many phones release with the millimeter wave capabilities. There's just a lot of bandwidth there that's available, a lot of spectrum, and greatly increases the speed for the users. And you know, those of us who are sheltering in place and have kids that are going to school, there's just a lot of drain right now on the overall infrastructure, and it's just highlighting the need for more and more bandwidth.
Well, it probably gives us a good feeling that wireless connectivity and also the work you do in cable is helping keep the world connected during this time.
Well, we don't want to forget Wi-Fi. I mean, there's, you know, kind of three major thrusts rolling out right now. You have DOCSIS 3.1, which is the cable latest standard that is rolling out, which greatly improves that element, which we support. There's Wi-Fi 6, which greatly accelerates the Wi-Fi portion. And then the final is the 5G in its multiple domains of millimeter wave and sub-6. So there's significant thrusts across all fronts. And the governments are actually seeing, and you can read about this in the papers, this is a great way to provide stimulus to economies by working the infrastructure. So there's lots of demand happening right now on the communication space.
Well, Roger, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us under difficult circumstances. We wish you well and everyone at Qorvo well.
Well, safety to you and your families and to everyone on the call. I appreciate you dialing in, and be safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.